Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by United Health Group.
And I'm Anna Palmer. It doesn't really get more high stakes than this. President Donald Trump said he's done negotiating on his health care bill, and he wants a vote this morning at the Capitol. If it does go down, Donald Trump says he's done with Obamacare. Barack Obama's legislative achievement will stay in place.
We are getting out of the prediction game for the most part, and most of the top lawmakers and aides we spoke to in the last 12 hours have no idea whether this bill will pass or not. But there are two scenarios. Speaker Paul Ryan and President Donald Trump could flip some conservative House Freedom Caucus members and turn enough moderates to get to the magic 215-vote threshold.
Or not. There are at least a dozen to 15 House Freedom Caucus members and about a dozen moderates and other Republicans who have said this bill is horrible. I'm out. Why would they flip now? Yes, the power of the presidency is a big deal, and it is a powerful thing. Abandoning Trump today in March would be a big statement.
If this bill is going down, expect it to go down in flames. Many moderates might jump off of it, unwilling to walk the plank for a bill that's going nowhere and that's going to fail even in the House. By the way, this bill has no chance in the Senate. It's tough to see what the endgame or political strategy is. But the dynamics on Capitol Hill are going to shift either way. White House aides are already trying to knife Paul Ryan, despite the Speaker's allies saying he's in fine shape with the president himself. The House Freedom Caucus, if it ends up voting for this thing, will be seen as weakened and easily pushed around. Paul Ryan perhaps has the most to lose. If he pushes this thing through, he's a winner, but people will have seen him squirm. If he loses, there will be deep distrust at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue at the White House.
We hear that an executive order dealing with H-1B visas is coming in a matter of weeks. That's sure to create a firestorm in Silicon Valley and with immigrant rights groups.
The Wall Street Journal says the White House and State Department have settled on John Sullivan as the State Department's number two. Donald Trump is meeting with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Charter Communications CEO Thomas Rutledge today.
The Justice Department has opened a probe into Congressman Duncan Hunter for allegedly misspending campaign funds. Ken Vogel and Eli Stokels have a piece about the RNC allegedly paying for dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Read Burgess Everett and Alana Shore's interview with Chuck Schumer, where the Senate Minority Leader took a hard line on Neil Gorsuch's nomination for the Supreme Court. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.